This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
Opening up for us tonight was Opening Up from Sarah Bareilles' musical Waitress. You're listening to Showtime. I'm Ella. I'm joined by Abby, and I've literally been waiting months to say that.
She's had the link planned out for so long.
Since we played Waitress for our Tony special earlier this year, I've genuinely been waiting to play Opening Up to say that it was Opening Up. I've done it now. That's my bucket list. Thank you, everyone. Good night. That's it. We're done for the day.
Showtime's over. We have finally found our best opening.
Bye, everyone. Listen to some modern music. It's fine. Yes, that was Opening Up from Waitress, the musical by Sarah Bareilles, which took Broadway by storm earlier this year. And actually, you heard Jessie Mueller there. She originated the lead role in Waitress. She also originated the lead role in Carole King, the musical called Beautiful, the Carole King musical.
Which is too difficult to say.
No one cares. No one needs a colon in their title. Just get over it. Anyway, Beautiful, the Carole King musical is going on its first UK tour next year. So,
because everything is.
Everything is. And actually, Beautiful will be in Nottingham from the 17th to the 21st of October next year. Without Love from the 2007 film version of Hairspray. And there is a reason for playing the film version. I was going to play the original Broadway cast, but as you all know, on the 7th of December, NBC are producing Hairspray Live. And I've been watching some sort of promo clips of it, and it looks incredible because it's got the live aspect of Broadway, but it's got the production values, the set, the staging of a film, and it's just the best of both worlds, and I cannot wait. It's going to be so, so good. To paraphrase the film, it's big, bold and beautiful. It's going to be so, so good, and I can't wait to see it. Actually, I was listening to they've released some snippets of the cast recording that they've done already, and I'm really, really impressed with it. There were people in it that, like Christine Chenoweth, you know, is going to be phenomenal. Yeah. Maddie Baglio, who's playing Tracy, I'm really impressed with. I think she's gonna become a big name.
It's a difficult one to do as well, to have the title role, because people have so much expectations on that character.
But what I was really surprised with, Jennifer Hudson and Ariana Grande, I'm not a big fan of their voices, but actually they work really well in this, which I hadn't been expecting them to. Ariana Grande kind of annoys me, as I've said in previous weeks, but actually I think she's going to do a decent job.
It might be a well done.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. I'm not.
I mean, it can't be as bad as Rocky Horror.
I know. I mean, you had lowered expectations anyway.
Yes.
But now it's doing really well.
Everyone has been going on sort of nonstop about the Hamilton mixtape.
What you did there.
Oh, yeah. It was released on Friday. It's basically available anywhere now for download. It's a new recording of highlights from the Hamilton soundtrack performed by just big names in the world of music. You've got Kelly Clarkson, Usher, Kanan. Does everyone remember Kanan from 2010? The World Cup song? Like, I haven't heard anything from him.
And then he rises up in the Hamilton mixtape.
I imagine he's just been living on a corner somewhere waiting for Lynn to approach him. Big names. John Legend, Wiz Khalifa, The Roots, Jimmy Fallon, Sia. Big, big names. Yes. And I'm not a fan of it.
I think it's not so much that they're re-recording the songs. Some of them are re-recordings, like Satisfied and things like that. But some of them are, they've taken the kind of basis of the songs and they've made it into their own. So, like, the Wiz Khalifa one is, instead of Washington by Your Side, it's Washington's, as in the money by your side. And he's kind of changed it into a different meaning, almost. And so I think if you're not expecting that can be quite jarring. I personally really like it. I've got a few problems with a few of the songs I'm not a huge fan of.
Yes, we were just discussing Jimmy Fallon's version of You'll Be Back. Now, You'll Be Back, we play it on this show all the time.
We do love it.
It's such a good song. It's King George III's breakup song,
and it's Jonathan Groff.
It's just one of the, it's a brilliant, brilliant song,
and very Britpop as well.
I love Jimmy Fallon, but he just doesn't do it justice at all.
I think we would do better.
Oh, maybe we'll take you that, Jimmy Fallon. We see you and we match you.
We raise you Showtime's version.
Oh, that's going to happen in the future. I'm annoyed that they asked him, because actually I've heard him, there's a clip of him doing an impressions of singers singing. And he actually does a decent job of it. And then I think it's when he came to do voice. It, he tried to act it, but not very well. I think he was trying to emulate Jonathan Groff and failed.
Yeah.
Whereas the other thing, as you say, like Sia does a version of Satisfied. It sounds great. We're going to be playing it in a bit in a few minutes, but it sounds great. Production-wise, fantastic. You've got Queen Latifah in there, Miguel. Yeah. It's a great, great song. For me, it misses something that the original song had. And, I mean, I am a musical theatre lover through and through. I'm not a hip-hop fan. That was something that took me a while to get used to
with Hamilton
initially. And I think with this, you've got a song that's performed really well by three great singers that was done by one person in the musical. And this is my issue, that the cast recording was so, so good.
So solid.
It's just that one of the best albums ever in the world of musical theatre and outside of it, in my opinion. It is fantastic. And every song is performed by people who can sing, who can rap, who can dance, who can act, and all at the same time. Mm. And what we've done is we've gone, oh, well, here's this person who can do one of those things. Have a go at it. And to me, it misses something that the original had, and it's just people singing the songs. Yes, I know that there have been remixes, rewrites. Yeah. There are some demos on there which are fantastic.
Yeah, listen to it for the demos. If you are a fan of certain artists that are on it, I would listen to them, because there's a guy called Watsky who does the open letter to John Adams, and I really, really enjoy that. But that's because I know Watsky and I've heard his stuff previously, and so to hear him singing on the Hamilton mixtape is really exciting for me, because I'm like, oh my god, I know you. You're doing really well. I'm very proud. Like I'm his mother.
Bombshell. Here on Showtime.
So that's really exciting for me. I think because I went into it not expecting it to be a musical theatre thing, I think you really have to see it just as a standalone thing.
Yeah, it is just... It's a music album. It's not...
Yeah.
Music of the show per se, and I think it is going to do a really good job. I mean, Hamilton has already sort of bridged the gap between musical theatre and wider music, and there are people who have never listened to musical theatre before who don't like musical theatre, who think it's cheesy and tacky and all jazz hands.
To be honest, it is, but it like is if you times. Love it,
it is at times. And Hamilton has really, really well bridged that gap and brought a whole new set of people in. And I think this album, the mixtape, is going to do
the other
that.
End of the bridge.
I think it's going to further that. I think there are going to be people who listen to, who go, oh, I like Wiz Khalifa, I like John Legend, and listen to this album, and they go, actually, this is really cool, listen to the original, find it better, and then that way they get into the world of musical theatre. And I think it's going to do a really good job that way, but as a musical theatre
around,
as a musical theatre lover, something's missing. And for me, I think, and I hope this sort of comes across in the songs that we're going to play, is that for me, they're not acted. They are just people singing their songs. It's like when I go, oh, I like to sing this song in the shower.
You're not being the character.
I mean, I'm not saying that I sound like these people. When I sing a song in the shower, nothing like this. But it's like they've just been given the song and they're singing it. Mm. And then they do a really good job and it sounds great, but there's just something missing for me. There's a connection. And, I mean, that is just my opinion.
Yeah.
And please listen to these songs and send in your opinions. Urine1350.net. We really do want to hear from you, because this is such an interesting topic.
And it is the big thing of the...
And on that note, we are going to play some songs from the Hamilton mixtape. We haven't spent ages talking about it to just brush it under the rug. We're actually going to play two songs, which is what I keep doing with Hamilton, because I can never decide which song to play. And I think the two that I'm going to play, for me, illustrate sort of my likes and dislikes with the album. The first song we're going to play is Satisfied, as we mentioned. In the show, it's sung by Angelica Schuyler, but here it's performed by Sia featuring Miguel and Queen Latifah. And as I said, it sounds great. It has a more poppy sound than the original, but it sounds great. But for me, it's just a song. It's not...
Rather than a musical theatre song.
Yeah, it lacks the emotion and the acting from the musical. The second song we're going to play, though, is Dear Theodosia. It's performed by Regina Spektor, who I love anyway, and I think that's why I'm slightly biased. She has such a beautiful quality to her voice, and Dear Theodosia really needs that. And I think she, more than anyone on the album, really gets to grips with a character that she's playing in her head. It's sung by Burr about his newborn child, and I think it works really well. So take a listen, send in your thoughts on urine1350.net, and then go and listen to the rest of the album, because it's interesting. This is Satisfied, though. Someday Satisfied by Sia, featuring Miguel and Queen Latifah, followed by Dear Theodosia by Regina Spektor and Ben Folds, both from the Hamilton mixtape. It's such a beautiful song.
Yeah. I think Dear Theodosia is such a beautiful song to begin with, that cover was really nice.
Yeah, and I can't fault Regina Spektor's voice. I love her. Great job. Great job all around, guys.
Yay.
Well done. As I said, Hamilton mixtape released Friday and is basically everywhere now. So do go take a listen and let us know what you think about it. We really want to hear. Now, our next show is actually one of the few that isn't touring next year.
What?
But only because it's literally just finished. Its UK tour, starring Lucy O'Byrne and Richard Lansell. And I know it's one of Abby's favourites, though, so I always like to include it whenever I can. It is The Sound of Music.
Woo!
She's not dressed as Maria
today. No, disappointingly, have not Maria'd up.
Now, the song we're playing tonight is called No Way to Stop It and is sung by Max and Elsa in the show when they're trying to convince Captain Von Trapp to accept the... basically the inevitability of a Nazi invasion of Austria.
I mean, as you do.
Yeah, I mean, we cover all the cheery subjects here on Showtime. And it's one of the few songs that was cut from the movie with Julie Andrews, and it really annoys me because it's a great song. All of the Elsa and Max songs
have been taken out.
There's this, there's No Way to Stop It, and then there's one that's called How Can Love Survive, and they're both brilliant. They've got a similar feel to them, but they're both brilliant, and both of them were cut. And it's really annoying.
Nope.
We can't let anyone upstage Maria.
We've got Julie Andrews, okay?
We've paid Julie Andrews to be here. Let's make the most of it. Julie, can you just stand in a corner and sing just for that? This is, you're not in this scene, just stand there and sing anyway. We've paid you to be here, you need to be here. Now, the version we're playing tonight comes from NBC Sound of Music Live back in 2013, and we've got Hairspray coming up on the 7th of December. Sound of Music Live was sort of the one that kicked it all off in terms of staging musicals live on television. It starred Carrie Underwood as Maria, Audra McDonald as the Mother Abbess, Stephen Moyer as Captain Von Trapp, personal favourite Christian Ball as Uncle Max. I mean, we mentioned him earlier. He doesn't wear as much leather in this, unfortunately. But
come on, Christian.
It's still Christian Ball. Love him. And Abby, do you want to have a guess who played Elsa?
Oh, was it Laura Benanti?
It's Laura Benanti.
Hey!
We have a little game that we've started playing here on Showtime. It's called Let's Find Laura. It's the musical version of Where's Wally? Because this is the level of excitement we've reached. For the past few weeks, Laura Benanti has been appearing randomly in songs. So
not in the studio, unfortunately.
Unfortunately not, as far as we're aware.
Well,
she may just turn up. Lives in a cupboard outside. But yes, Laura Benanti played Elsa. So it's time for Let's Find Laura. She's been found. Hooray. So without further ado, this is Stephen Moyer, Christian Ball, love him, and Laura Benanti with No Way to Stop It. You dear, attractive, dewy-eyed idea. Sound of Music. Classic hit for Julie Andrews. Brilliant film. We all know and love the film. And actually, Julie Andrews, not just Maria. She's been many other characters, including Thoroughly Modern Millie, which is a really, really good film. If you haven't seen it, it's great. I had no idea what to expect when I first saw it, and it is the wackiest thing I've ever seen. And I've seen Rocky Horror numerous times. It was really bizarre, but it's a really good film. It's got some great songs. The musical version first opened on Broadway in 2002, starring Sutton Foster as Millie, and then moved to the West End in 2003 with Amanda Holden as the title character. And it's now back in the UK. It'll be starting a tour in January next year at the new Wimbledon Theatre. Unfortunately, it's not coming to Nottingham at the moment, but I really hope it does, because the cast has been announced this week, and the person playing Thoroughly Modern Millie is Joanne Clifton, Strictly Come Dancing star extraordinaire. She's playing Millie, and I think she's going to do a really good job of it. There will be plenty more about this show in the future, but for now we turn to Sutton Foster and the original Broadway cast of Thoroughly Modern Millie. This is Forget About the Boy. No canary in a cage for me. Forget About the Boy from Thoroughly Modern Millie, in case I didn't mention it enough.
Yeah, which Ella pointed out during the song. No, we're not going to forget about him. You keep mentioning him.
You keep mentioning it over and over again. Brilliant song, so Janine Tesori to thank for the wonderful songs, the music in Thoroughly Modern Millie. And you can catch Joanne Clifton in the upcoming UK tour of that all of next year. Hopefully it'll be coming to Nottingham. My fingers crossed.
We'll put in a special mention and
I'll send some emails.
Yeah, we'll work it out. We'll get them here.
Please. Bring Kevin. It'll be great. Now, our next show is also touring the UK throughout next year. Not exactly surprising. They all are, apart from Sound of Music.
Yes.
And this time it's Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's Joseph and His Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, starring Joe McElderry as Joseph.
Another X Factor guy.
I mean, guys, if you want to go into musical theatre, just go on X Factor.
X Factor.
Seriously.
It's the way in.
Don't audition. Don't do that nonsense.
No.
X Factor's the way. Joseph will be in Nottingham from the 25th to the 29th of April at the Theatre Royal. And basically, in honour of that, I can't go a full term without playing this song because it's wonderful and it's brilliant and I love it so much. Without further ado, this is the Joseph Megamix. That was the Joseph Megamix from Joseph. And it was epic.
You missed out on a lot that happened in those 8 minutes. There was some dance moves which I've never seen before and probably never will again.
It'll never be outside the studio, guys.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. And if you want to see Joseph with Joe McElderry, unfortunately we won't be starring in it.
No.
You can catch it in Nottingham from the 25th to the 29th of April next year, or in a city near you if you are not here. Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon with the classic hit I Know Him So Well, which remains the biggest selling UK chart single by a female duo ever, according to the Guinness World Record. So good job, guys. Well done.
Everyone else thought it was all right as well.
And that brings us to the end of tonight's show. As always, thank you for listening. It's our Christmas special next week because it's the final show of the year. So if you have any requests that are Christmassy, get them in. Urn Showtime on Facebook, Showtime Urn on Twitter. Now, closing the show tonight is one of my favourite songs and a staple of any musical lover's heart. It's from West Side Story, and I've taken it from the 1961 film rather than the new Broadway cast recording, just because this is the version I've grown up with. It's wonderful and I love it with all my heart, and kind of especially for my mum. This is America. We'll see you next week at 6 p.m. everybody, take it away.
This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.